This is Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. You're listening to The Checkup, our weekly series about how healthcare is changing in Maryland. Maryland's online health exchange, called the Maryland Health Connection, has had many problems since it launched on October 1st. But despite error messages and wait times, hundreds of Marylanders have enrolled in plans, more than 3,100 as of last Wednesday. Today on The Checkup, we want to look at the role insurance brokers are playing in the exchange. And joining me now to explain that is a broker. Jay Duke is the chairman-elect of the Board of the Independent Insurance Agents of Maryland and a member of the Maryland Health Benefit Exchange Producer Advisory Council. He's also the owner of Waring Ahern Insurance Agency, located in Leonardtown in St. Mary's County, and he joins us on the line now. Good morning.
Good morning, Sheila.
Appreciate your joining us. The online exchange has often been compared to online travel sites like Travelocity, but buying a healthcare plan is more complicated than buying a plane ticket. Tell me how brokers fit into the process.
Brokers have had to go through an education process in order to be certified to work on the exchange. Brokers are probably the only third-party assistants out there that most of them bring a great deal of experience. They understand what was out there before and can bring that comparison to help choosing what's in there now. And I do agree what you said about it being more complicated. When you're looking for Travelocity for airplane seats, you only have three, basically. You have a middle seat, an aisle seat, and a wall seat.
Well, from the viewpoint of consumers, what is the value that brokers bring to the process? Because many people are going to try to get into this system without using a broker.
It's the knowledge and experience and familiarity with the multiple choices available on the exchange. It's being able to ask a question if you have a chronic condition and being able to point immediately to what type of plan, or perhaps more directly, whether or not you need a prescription drug card that has coinsurance, where it's only going to pay 80% of the cost, versus one that just has a flat fee, a copay that most people are accustomed to. It helps to be able to whittle down to 65 choices as quickly as possible to only four or five.
Let me approach it from another point of view, and that I'm sure many listeners are wondering, how do you make your money as a broker?
As a broker, we get paid in Maryland for quite some time. We get a flat fee on a monthly basis. Each time the customer pays their health insurance bill, we get a flat fee commission. That won't change. Now, the amount we're getting paid has been reduced. The way we get paid has not changed.
And how is what you do different from what navigators do on the healthcare exchanges?
Navigators are specifically geared to understanding what's on the exchange. They are not licensed insurance agents, and as such are prohibited from discussing the insurance products that are outside the exchange. Maryland is one of the states that will continue to have a public marketplace outside of the insurance exchange, as opposed to, say, a Washington, D.C., where there will be only one marketplace, and that's within the exchange. So the navigator will be able to help, I suppose, a well-educated, experienced navigator could help someone inside the exchange as well as I. The difference would be that I can help also outside, so that the person who is not eligible for a subsidy can choose truly what's best for them.
That's Jay Duke, an insurance broker based in St. Mary's County and owner of Waring Ahern Insurance. He's also the next chairman of the board of the Independent Insurance Agents of Maryland. You're listening to The Checkup on Maryland Morning 88.1 WIPR. I'm Sheila Cast. Now, many of the people for whom the exchange was built didn't have insurance before. So, as a broker, do you see this as an opportunity to work with a new population to grow your client base?
That portion of it will be limited. A great deal of the uninsured population are probably of a lower income and may not be as accustomed to working with an insurance broker, say, as those that have a little better income, that are comfortable, they own a home, They have a couple of cars, and they are accustomed to working with an insurance agent. Perhaps a real difference involved is that prior to the insurance exchange, someone who was not comfortable working with an agent had no other way to obtain health insurance. This time around, that person can go directly to the internet. So there is a new avenue for entry into the health insurance field.
But I'm still not quite clear on what this means for your business.
For my business, it's additional competition. In my particular case, and since I'm a generalist, and for example, I sell personal auto, so I'm always competing with the Gecko that sells insurance on the TV directly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so I have to learn how to bring a great deal of value to my relationship. I have to indicate how the policies are different, the services is different. And so now health insurance agents are going to have to do the same thing. They're going to have to say, be able to show that through knowledge and professionalism, that they bring something of value to the relationship versus a direct purchase on the internet.
And all this while, as you said a few minutes ago, the compensation for a broker has been shrinking.
But it is shrinking. This is a unique situation where the government has stepped in and told a business what percentage they must spend of their money. So it's depending on the size of the group or individual, it's either 80% or 85% of every dollar must be spent on claims. That leaves 15 to 20% for the company to spend on ongoing overhead, which includes payments to me as commissioner income, plus return to investors some sort of profit, which means that there will not be any publicly traded health insurance company that is able to return 10%, which could have some long-term ramifications in this industry.
I mentioned travel websites earlier. Many young people have never used a travel agent. In that same vein, are you worried about people no longer feeling they need brokers?
As long as there are 60-some choices on the insurance exchange, it will be easy for me to bring value to that transaction. As long as there is a secondary marketplace, I will be able to show people that they have choices. As I said, I'm accustomed to the competition from direct sellers, and I've proven that I can survive in that. It's not easy. It means that I have to talk to more customers to get one that buys. That part of it is a challenge.
Let me just bring one other factor into this real quickly. You have given the state feedback on how they are implementing the exchange. We heard from one broker who was unhappy that brokers have such low visibility on the website. Tell me how a user can find a broker on the exchange.
Well, initially we were almost invisible. The only place to find a broker was there's a tiny little question mark in the upper right-hand corner of the website, and if you were a curious person, you might click on it to find out what the question mark said. And then the first field said, select the customer assistance worker you wish to work with, didn't use the word agent, and then you had a field where you could put a name in. So that was the only way. We were extraordinarily disappointed with them telling us how much they wanted us to be a partner. Now, since the initial criticism of the website, they've created a second website that says, before you shop, look here, be prepared to shop. And on that page, they will describe a little clearer the difference between a navigator and a broker. But that came after the fact, and still it's a secondary website, not the original website. I do believe that the state of Maryland is listening to us, but at the moment they are so overwhelmed with their own trouble of making this website work that it will be a while before brokers have a clear visibility on the Maryland website.
Well, we'll keep in touch with you to see how it's going. I appreciate you talking to us. Thank you.
Thank you, Sheila. You have a good day. This is a pleasure.
You too. Jay Duke, is chairman-elect of the board of the Independent Insurance Agents of Maryland. He's also the owner of Waring Ahern Insurance Agency, located in Leonardtown in St. Mary's County. Thanks to Andrew Kuiper and Raven Glidden for engineering on their end. You've been listening to The Checkup, How Healthcare is Changing in Maryland. More information on The Checkup website, wipr.org/thecheckup. I'm Sheila Cast, just ahead 150 years ago in Southern Maryland. Stay with us on 88.1.